So let's review. Our daf continues with the discussion of the previous daf. Tan Rabbanan, Shnaim Oim Niskaucha, Vishnaim Oim Loi Niskaucha, Harezu Loi Tinase. If there was a woman that is known to have been not married, and two Edom say she got married, and two Edom say she did not get married, she may not marry another man because it's Trey Trey and the Sveka Deiraisa. However, Vimnisis Loi Taisa, if she went ahead and married another man, she does not have to leave him. Whereas Shnaim Oim Niskarsha, Vishnaim Oim Loi Niskarsha, Harezu Loi Tinase, if there was a married woman and two Edom say she got divorced, and two Edom say she did not get divorced, she may not marry another man because it's Trey Trey and the Sveka Deiraisa. However, in this case, Vimnisis Taitse, if she went ahead and married another man, she does have to leave him. The Gemara explains the difference between Niskarsha and Niskarsha. Abaya says, Tirkuma Be'ed Echad, it's referring to a case where there was only one Eid in each case. And therefore, in the case of Eid Echrem Niskacha, Ve'ed Echrem Loi Niskacha, Tarvayu Bipnui Kamasadi. They're both testifying that she was previously not married. And only one of them is now testifying that she got married, Ve'en Dvar Shalecha B'makam Shnayim. And therefore, if she remarried, Loi Teitze. However, in the second case of Eid Echrem Niskacha, Ve'ed Echrem Loi Niskacha, Tarvayu Be'eshes Ish Kamasadi. They're both testifying that she was previously married, and only one of them is now testifying that she got divorced. And therefore, if she remarried, Teitze. Rav Ashi reverses the teachings that in the case of Shnayim Oim Niskacha, Vishnayim Oim Loi Niskacha, Imnisis Teitze. And in the case of Shnayim Oim Niskarsha, Vishnayim Oim Loi Niskarsha, Imnisis Loi Teitze. An explanation for why these rulings are different in these cases is because the Edom are not directly contradicting each other. Rather, the first case is Shnayim Oim Ranihu Sheniskacha, Vishnayim Oim Loi Ranihu Sheniskacha. The second set of Edom is saying that they live in the same courtyard as her, and they did not see that she got married. But it's possible that she did get married. Therefore, Likatchila Harezu Loi Tinase. However, B'diyavid V'mnisis Teitze, because Loi Ranihu Sheniskacha is not strong enough evidence that she's not married. However, the second case is Shnayim Oim Ranihu Sheniskacha. The second set of Edom are saying that they live in the same courtyard as her, and they did not see her get divorced. But it's possible that she did get divorced. Therefore, look at Chila Harezu Loi Tenase. However, B'di'evid Imnisis Loi Teitze. Because Loi Renu Shenizgarsha is not strong enough evidence that she's not divorced. The Gemara turns to the Mishnah in the previous staff, which presented two cases. In the first case, a woman said, Eishas Ish Hayisi. In the second case, the woman said, Nishbeisi v'tayrani. The Mishnah ruled that in both cases, Nemenes, because HaPesha asa hua pesha hitir. The Mishnah concludes, V'im mishan nisiz bo eidim harezu loy teitze. The Gemara presents two ways of understanding this. This applies to both cases of the Mishnah. In either case, if eidim came later after she married and testified that she was previously married or that she was taken captive, loy teitze. In the case of Eishes Ish Hayisi, V'grushani, if Edom later testified that she was married, Teitze, because she lied when she said V'grushani. However, in the case of Nishbeisi, V'tahirani, if Edom later testified that she was taken captive, Lai Teitze, because we have a general rule, Mishvuya Hikil, the Chum were lenient in the case of captives. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, if they were Edom that two women were taken captive. And each of them claims that she is Tahira. She was not violated. They're not believed because HaPesha Asa HaPesha Hitter does not apply here, since there are Edom that were taken captive, and we assume that they were violated. If each of them testifies that the other one is Tahira, they are believed because of the rule of Bishvuya Hikilu. The Gemara proceeds to cite a braisa which present a series of four cases of two women who were taken captive. There is a machlekes Abaye v'Rapapa as to the variables in these four cases which affect the halacha. According to Abaye, it depends if they were edim that nishbis, they were taken captive. Case number one. One of the women testifies, Ani temeya v'chaverti tahira. Nemenes, she's believed about both of them. In this case, it doesn't matter whether they were edim or not. We believe her that she is a Temeah because even when there are no Edom, and we believe her that her friend is Tahira because even when there are Edom. Case number two. One of the women testifies, Anita Haira v'chaverti Tmeya, Einan Amenas. She is not believed about either one. In this case, Ika Edim, there are Edim. We do not believe her that she is Tahir because Kibin Dika Edim lav kol kimina, because there is no hapeshas or hapeshetir. And Einan Amenas regarding chaverti Tmeya means that her friend is Tmeya even without her testimony, because there are Edim. Case number three. One of the women testifies, Ani v'chaverti Tmeya, Nemenes al atzma v'ein nemenes al chaverta. In this case, leke edim. There are no edim. We believe her that she is Tmeya because he should be slanav shechatecha disura. And we don't say that she only said it in order to make the other woman Tmeya. And we don't believe her that her friend is Tmeya because there are no edim and an eid echad, and certainly an isha, cannot ask her. Case number four. One of the women testifies, Ani v'chaverti tahira, nemenes al chaverta ve'ein nemenes al atzma. In this case, ikke edim. There are edim. We believe her that her friend is tahira because erech mehem b'shmuya, and we do not say that she only said her friend is tahira in order to say that she is also tahira. And we do not believe her that she is tahira because kibin dike edim lav kol kamina. Rapapa does not want to explain the b'raisa in a way that each case is a different set of circumstances. Therefore, he says that in all cases, there are Edim that nishbis. They were taken captive. And in all cases, there is an Eid Echad who contradicts the woman's testimony as follows. Case number one. One of the women testifies, Ani Tmeya v'chaverti Tahira. And an Eid Echad contradicts her and says, At Tahira v'chavertach Tmeya. Nemenes. She's believed about both of them. We believe her that she is Tmeya because he shall be sanaf shechatecha disura. And we believe that our friend is Tahira because Eirach Mehem B'Shvuya. Case number two. One of the women testifies, Ani Tahira B'Chaverti Tmeya. And an Eirach contradicts her and says, At Tmeya B'Chavertach Tahira. Einan Amenas. She is not believed about either one. We do not believe her that she is Tahira because Kivin Dike Eidim Lav Kol Kimina. And we don't believe her that her friend is Tmeya because we believe the Eirach who says that the friend is Tahira because the Eirach Mehem B'Shvuya. Case number three. One of the women testifies, Ani v'chaverti tmeya. And an eid echad contradicts her and says, At v'chavertach tahira. Nemenes al atzma v'ein nemenes al chaverta. We believe her that she is tmeya because, Ihi shavisa nafshachatich disura. And we don't say that she only said it in order to make the other woman tmeya. And we don't believe her that her friend is tmeya because we believe the eid echad mehem b'shvuya. Case number four. One of the women testifies, Ani v'chaverti tahira. And an Eid Echad contradicts her and says, Ad v'chavertach tmeya. Nemenes al chaverta ve'inin nemenes al atzma. We believe her that her friend is Tahira because Eid Echad mehem b'shvuya, and we don't say that she only said her friend is Tahira in order to also say that she is Tahira. And we do not believe her that she is Tahira because kivin deke edim lav kol kmina.